Fountains of Wayne and Stacey's Mum, preceded by the Ting Tings, and that's not my name. Whatever happened to the Ting Tings? They sort of came and went in a flash, didn't they? It's supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah, they didn't know. Came and went, as you say.
Mm. Let's hear it for PJ the Cuckoo. He has a satellite tag, which monitors his journeys around the world. PJ, who's part of a project to track the declining bird species, has returned to his forest home in Suffolk, having clocked up record mileage, according to conservationists. He's travelled more than 50,000 miles since he was tagged, and is the first satellite-tagged cuckoo to achieve this milestone since the project by the British Trust for Ornithology began in 2011. He arrived back in the UK in spring, and that means he's completed his fifth annual migration cycle to, from and within Africa since being fitted with a satellite tag in June 2016. PJ has crossed the Sahara Desert 10 times, made sea crossings, navigated the Atlas Mountains in Morocco and the Pyrenees in France and Spain. The tracking project hopes to help uncover what might be causing the decline in the UK cuckoo population. The birds are redlisted for conservation concern due to falling numbers. Breeding cuckoo numbers are down more than two-thirds across the UK and nearly three-quarters in England in the past 23 years. There are plans to tag 12 more this spring. Satellites tagged cuckoos can be tracked in near real time on the BTO website if you would like to have a look at them. PJ, who was a year old when he was tagged, will be six this summer. This takes him to within a feather's breadth, boom boom, of the British longevity record for a ringed cuckoo who's 6 years and 11 months and was set in 1983. No coronavirus travel restrictions for him then. Over to you.
Question number one, today's pop quiz. On this day in 1990, the British film drama The Craze opened in the UK. Based on the lives and crimes of the English gangster twins called Ron and Reg, the film starred which singers from which British band?
The Kemps.
Would you like to expand on that?
Gary and the other one. Brian.
Martin.
Martin, yeah.
Well done, I'll give you that.
It's a good film, that, actually. I like that.
It is, yes. On this day in 1959, this Scottish singer was born. A recording artist and actress, she had the 1980 UK number 3 and the 1981 US number 1 single.
Sheena Easton.
Well done.
Because I said that yesterday, yes. But it was Blondie. Is it 9 to 5?
It was. Morning train, 9 to 5. And finally, born on this day in 1972, keyboard player from an English rock band Supergrass, who had the 1995 UK number 2 single, which was the first song I ever played on radio.
The keyboard player?
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Well, anyone I know Supergrass is Gaz Coombs.
Well, it's his brother.
Something else Coombs.
Bob.
Bob, yes. Coombs? Never heard of him.
And the single?
I never heard of it.
No, but the single, the Supergrass single, first song I played on the radio. Yes. Which year?
Oh, gosh. Back in the good old days, wasn't it?
Yes.
96.
Nearly, 95.
Hmm. Do you keep your teeth nice and clean?
Why are you asking that?
That's a line from the song, isn't it?
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was like, we are young, we are free.
He keeps his teeth nice and clean.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysa has the top stories across the Riviera.
France's High Health Authority has authorised antigenic tests and self-tests for children. Until now, these tests were reserved for those over 15 years old, but the authority believes that they may be relevant to break the chain of COVID contamination in schools. The authorisation, given on Monday, will significantly increase the capacity of COVID screening, particularly in schools. Their main advantages is a result in 10 to 15 minutes, and they are less invasive than nasal swabs. The High Health Authority has recommended that these tests be carried out at least once a week. Meanwhile, the number of COVID patients in intensive care in France has exceeded 6,000 for the first time in more than a year. In the last 24 hours, 470 patients were admitted to intensive care. That's compared to 218 the day before. According to Public Health France, a total of 6,001 people are to date in critical care services. Middle and high school students in France said on Monday morning that they were unable to connect to the CNED, My Class at Home internet platform. The Ministry of Education claimed that this was due to a certain number of users making a mistake by going to the CNED commercial site. While nursery and elementary schools reopened on Monday, older students have another week of distance learning before returning to the classroom on Monday, May the 3rd. And the European Commission has announced that it has taken legal action against AstraZeneca, which it accuses of not having respected its commitments in terms of deliveries of doses of its vaccine against COVID. The pharmaceutical group has promised to firmly defend itself against an action that it considers unfounded. In other news, France has paid tribute to a police employee who was stabbed to death last week at a police station in Rambouillet, southwest of Paris. Anti-terror prosecutors said the perpetrator, a Tunisian national, had been radicalised. A man in his 20s has been taken to hospital in a critical condition following a collision with a tram on Monday afternoon in Nice. The accident occurred shortly after 3 p.m. on Avenue François Mitterrand. The victim was at the time riding a scooter. Tram services were interrupted between Pasteur and Garibaldi as emergency services intervened. French Minister Annick Girardin has announced a funding of 100 million euros for French fishermen. Fishermen of Boulogne-sur-Mer have recently denounced significant delays in the implementation of the post-Brexit fishing agreement concluded with the United Kingdom. The release of 100 million euros approved by Brussels is part of a plan to support the post-Brexit fishing industry. Girardin went on to assure industry representatives on Monday that 22 new licences to allow French boats to fish in British waters would soon be issued. Following the end of the National School of Administration, the ENA, in early April, French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that he plans to end administrative institutions which welcome the elite, adding that he wants more experienced senior officials. In early April, the ENA was replaced by the Institute of Public Service. According to the head of state, the new reform intends to tackle determinism and corporatism, which, as described by Macron, are the two illnesses of the public service in France. For some, ahead of the 2022 presidential election, Emmanuel Macron wishes to demonstrate a programme which can offer the improvement of social mobility as well as equal opportunities. The SNCF has announced plans to run more trains in May. Eight out of 10 TGVs will be running on May the 7th, and practically all trains will run during the May bank holidays. The Rail Network announced that reservations are already open for this period, as well as the summer holidays in July and August. Several scenarios are being considered ahead of the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix, which takes place in the Principality on May the 23rd, with the possibility of welcoming a limited number of spectators. Speaking to Italian media, the CEO of Formula One said that the situation is changing hour by hour and being monitored on a daily basis. Monaco announced 10 days ago an easing of health restrictions in the Principality, but without taking a decision on public attendance at the Formula One Grand Prix, however also indicating that several scenarios were being considered by the authorities. Finally, as temperatures rise and the region sees a return of mosquitoes, Nice University Hospital has installed a system developed by a laboratory in Grasse. The traps, linked together, forming a natural barrier against mosquitoes, have been set up in the gardens of the hospital. The device also works with the increasingly common tiger mosquitoes.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yes.
Football, the first semi-final leg of the European Champions League is being played tonight. Real Madrid hosts Chelsea, kick-off at 9 p.m. And there was one game in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Leicester City moved 7 points clear of fifth-placed West Ham United with a 2-1 win over Crystal Palace at the King Power Stadium. Ivorian Wilfried Zaha had put the visitors ahead, but Nigerian international Kelechi Iheanacho created the equaliser and scored the winner as the Foxes took a big step towards Champions League qualification. The Premier League Player of the Month for March, Iheanacho, says it's a big win for the club.
It's so, so massive. It's a great 3 points. We really, really needed that, and we got it tonight. So we went down at first half, and when we come out second half, we change it around, and we get them running and get control of the ball, and and the space keep coming and we get the goal. So it's a really massive 3 points for us today.
The Arsenal legends Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp and Patrick Vieira have joined the billionaire founder of the music streaming service Spotify, Daniel Ek's, bid to buy the club. Owner Stan Kroenke has no intentions to sell, but more than 1,000 fans protested outside the Emirates Stadium on Friday, calling for him to quit. Henry, meanwhile, has been talking to the BBC about the four-day social media boycott by clubs in England later this week to combat abuse and discrimination. Henry took himself off social media in March because of racism and bullying.
I don't think it's enough, but it's a start. Not doing anything also is not going to change anything, but it's to mark a moment of enough is enough, because you can't be out there and say whatever you want and hide behind fake accounts, and we don't know who is behind there. It's a bit too easy for my liking.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Thierry Henry.
He's
got Vavavum. And the Scottish Cup last night, Kilmarnock and St Mirren drew 3-3, with St Mirren coming through in a penalty shootout. Formula One sprint races will be introduced to the sport this year to set grid positions at 3 Grand Prix. Points will be awarded to the top 3 finishers, 3 for first, 2 for second and 1 for third. Grid positions for the shorter race, to be called sprint qualifying, will be set by moving qualifying to Friday. The sprint qualifying race runs around one-third the distance of a Grand Prix, which has a maximum length of just over 305 kilometres. The move will involve a series of other sporting changes to the standard weekend and is intended as an experiment to see whether it introduces extra levels of uncertainty and interest to the action. The British Grand Prix will be the first event to host the new format, followed by the Italian Grand Prix in September. The third venue is yet to be decided.
It's a funny name to give it, isn't it? Because I always imagine then they haven't got the bottom of their car and they're running along like in the Flintstones.
Maybe they should
Spring Grand Prix.
Maybe they can have a kind of, sort of that you have to drive for 5 kilometres and then get out and run.
Could they do it here in Monaco?
Well, they could do anything in Monaco if they wanted to.
No, but the Sprint Grand Prix, is it doable? Because when I read it yesterday, I wasn't sure whether it would be something that could be introduced.
Yeah, the only problem with Monaco is it's a very, very narrow circuit and there's very little overtaking, so I'm not quite sure if it would work effectively in Monaco. But you could certainly have them running around the circuit, though. 2 laps of the circuit. Instead of a 10-second driver penalty, you have to run around the circuit one time. Cricket. Several players are leaving the Indian Premier League early to return home in light of the coronavirus crisis affecting the country. Adam Zampa, Kane Richardson and Andrew Tye are all leaving early, but there's no word yet as to whether any English players will leave the competition. The England captain Owen Morgan, who's the skipper of Kolkata Knight Riders, says the tournament should continue as long as it doesn't hamper the efforts to combat COVID-19. India's been reporting more than 300,000 daily cases of coronavirus for several days, setting new daily global records. It's absolutely shocking what's going on over there. You've seen it on the TV. Oh, it's a warning for all of us. So when you start to relax and think you've got the virus under control, it comes back with a vengeance. And in tennis, the former Wimbledon champion Andy Murray says he's looking forward to playing in front of crowds again. The tournament, which was cancelled last year, starts on the 28th of June, 7 days after all COVID restrictions could be lifted in England. Murray says crowds will make a huge difference and that he's missed the atmosphere. The 33-year-old lives just a short drive away from Wimbledon, but will need to stay at a designated hotel within a biosecure bubble to comply with ATP protocols.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle of Man, Seam and the Var, the general situation is a depression 1,004 millibars over Corsica. Winds are northeasterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, cloudy, force 3 to 4, southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,008 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, showery, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Pretty unsettled at the moment, so cloudy with showers today, moderate northeasterly winds, temperatures 18 degrees, overnight lows 12 to 14 degrees with cloudy skies. Wednesday and Thursday should be not too bad, tomorrow partially cloudy, sunshine and showers on Thursday, highs of 16 to 19 degrees. finally.
Where's Lucky when you need her?
Where's Lucky?
She's at home, she's still sleeping. During a year filled with uncertainty and change, nearly 6 in 10 British dog owners said that the one constant thing that helped them get through the tough times has been their furry friends. And that's according to research by Hilton. And in response, the hotel chain has unveiled Bon Appetit, a mouth-watering new dog menu to provide the nation with an easy way to show their pals they care. And the menu will be available to guests and their beloved pets across 32 of Hilton's pet-friendly hotels in the UK and Ireland from May the 17th. Hilton explained that the menus have been developed with experts and approved by Dog Friendly, which provides dog lovers with information on exploring dog-friendly hotels and restaurants throughout the UK. And the menu consists of 4 pup-tastic meals, including beef doguignon, mutt roast, Old Greyhound and Tailwagger Creek.
Oh dear.
A research conducted by Hilton reveals that the vast majority of British pet owners feel the pandemic would have been much harder for them without their friends, who boosted moods 86% and provided companionship during tough times 86%.
My furry friend's in the doghouse this morning.
Well, yes, so I hear.
Dug up a tomato plant.
Lucky wouldn't do that.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
She would. She'd dig up anything. You're up to date. The news is on the website, RivieraRadio.mc.